believing church, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello. Thank you for joining us again today. You know, we've been looking at one of the services that we did during our healing school, which we do every Thursday morning at our Tradition Town Hall facility. And we were just looking at some truths about the Word of God and healing for the children of God. You know, healing belongs to the children of God. We don't have to walk in the curse of the sickness and disease. Jesus took the whipping on his back to afford healing for our bodies, just like he did take the nails in his hands and feet and the spear in his side for his blood to be shed so we could be forgiven of every sin and made righteous. We walk in divine health, but you can walk in divine health if you know what belongs to you. And so we've just been looking at what's been going on in our healing school and talking about the Word of God and what it means to be healed. And we're about to go into look at some more in Jeremiah 17. We've been looking at Psalm 103 and all these kind of scriptures that just talk about healing. God is our healer. You don't have to be sick. You can be healed. And you can stay healed. But you've got to know some truths. And you've got to live with the truth. So I just want to pick up where we left off just yesterday and see what the Lord has for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we come before you and we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. We lift up Jesus and his precious, powerful, mighty name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here with us to lead us and guide us and direct us in all truth and righteousness. And we thank you, Lord, that we know that you are the healer. And you are not the one bringing the disasters. You are the one removing them out of each of our lives. We thank you we can rely totally and completely upon you and know that you'll never turn your back upon us, against us. You'll never put your hand out and say that's close enough. You will never do anything like that. No matter how we are, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, you will always have open, willing, loving arms to welcome us and to bless us wherever we can be blessed. And we thank you for that today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to read one last scripture. I know we're getting a little bit on in time, but I want to read another scripture. And you can go to Jeremiah 17. The last time I went to a doctor, I'll tell you when it was. I just come out of the country from one of the neighboring countries back home. And I must have eaten something. Now I can eat anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I've got cast iron, man. That's it.
Yeah.
I can eat absolutely anything. It doesn't bother me. It's expired, yeah, but it's good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not into this kind of stuff because I don't expect sickness. Do you understand? I do not expect sickness.
Amen.
I expect divine health. There's a big thing with your expectation. And I went to the doctor, and I was probably 18. And I went to the doctor, and I was feeling, oh, God, I'd eaten. So I don't know if any of you have had food poisoning.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God,
yes.
What's going to happen to me? I thought I was going to die. And they took me to his office. I sat down. All the people were sitting there waiting. Then they called me in like one of the old dying ones. I went in. And the doctor walks in. I wait there for 5 minutes. He walks in. And he shouldn't have said what he said. He looked at me and said, "Shame, you look real bad."
Oh, wow.
That's when I let it all hang out. When I got that sympathy,
yeah.
You know, that we were looking for. You know, I need sympathy. Oh, I got flu. Oh, honey, go to bed. I'll make you some chicken soup. Thanks, baby. We're looking for that sympathy. He gave me that sympathy. He said, "Shame, you look real bad." And as he said that, I'm not joking. I spray painted this guy's office. Jeremiah 17, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Verse 14, watch here. Salvation and healing. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Well, let me ask you, how many of you have been saved?
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
That's almost all of you. You've been saved, Miss Rosie? Yes. You all been saved? You've been saved, Missy?
Yes.
Okay, so watch here. He says,
it's not your hand.
Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Okay, so we all agree we're saved.
That's right.
Yes.
Are you all saved?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll put two and two together.
Sozo.
We believe, save me and I shall be saved. He saved me, I'm saved. Now we believe, we're supposed to believe, heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed.
Thank him.
He's healed you, he saved you. There's salvation and healing right there.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If you can believe you're saved, you've got to believe you're healed.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
All right. And now you might have to sit down and talk to yourself. You need to locate yourself and you need to say, you know, I'm not quite there yet. And I've got to just work on this and try to get more scripture and try to learn more and speak it out of my mouth more. But I need to locate myself. I can't believe I'm saved and yet I'm still battling with sickness. What's with that?
Something wrong.
What is up with that?
Something wrong.
I mean, if I said to you, you're not saved, you would fight me tooth and nail.
Amen.
You would go down to the grave fighting me.
That's right.
I'm saved.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm saved. Well, how do you know? Because he said so.
Yeah, why not be healed?
He said, if I do this, I'm saved. You will fight to the death.
Amen.
I am fully persuaded I'm saved.
That's right.
I am fully persuaded I'm saved.
Amen.
I don't care what the outside looks like. I'm saved.
On the cross again.
God's blood has washed me, made me pure, and he's put his righteousness on me. I am saved. There's no argument. You can talk until you blue in the face. I'm saved. You can tell all the people down the road he thinks he's saved and laugh. I'm saved. You can tell other churches this man thinks he's the righteousness of Christ. I'm saved. I don't care what they say. I am saved. Am I right? Well, why can't you do the same thing with healed? Why can't you say, forget it, I'm healed. Legally, I am healed. Now, don't go cutting your doctors.
Nope.
Listen to me. You, and don't you ever tell anyone I said not to go to the doctor, because
right.
I never say that.
No, I said
doctors
it.
Are trying
that's
to
right.
do their best.
Yeah.
Some of them are good. Some of them are Christians, and they really try. Some of them pray with you.
Yes, yeah.
And they say, look, I'm not going to give you medication. Let's pray. I know doctors like that down in West Palm. So I'm not saying don't go to doctors, and I'm not saying stop taking your meds.
That's right.
Amen.
God put the meds in the earth. And he gave us scientists so that they could mine the meds
Amen.
To help in cases where the world should be needing it.
Amen.
Not the saved. But if we're not there yet, we need to get to that place where we don't need it.
Amen.
And then he gave doctors wisdom enough to study and learn the human anatomy and that they can help people. Right? That's all from God.
Amen.
So I'm not against doctors. I'm not against medication at all.
Amen.
But I am against never trying to get over something and relying on the tablet.
Come on. Come on.
I call that dancing Come with on. The devil.
Come on. Come on.
Put that cap back on the bottom.
I can control my sugar.
Come on.
Oh, blood thinners.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm talking. We're Sorry. Dancing with the devil. Now, it's okay if you're new to this. It's okay if you're building your faith up. But you've got to do something. You've got to start trying
Amen.
To get rid of that stuff.
Amen.
You don't need to be put on that. And let me tell you something. They probably told some of you that this you're going to have to take for the rest of your life.
Right.
Period.
Yep.
And the fact that it cost you $300 a pill and you need to take three a day, or the insurance is paying for it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Come on. Oh, come on. Guys,
yeah,
come on,
yeah, right.
come on, you know what I'm saying? And then when you get to a certain age, when you sneeze, everything leaks and creaks and explodes, and don't bend over because you won't get back up. You know, they tell you all that stuff,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then they give you tablets
every day
8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12, 3, 8 that evening. That's Monday, that's it, Tuesday,
yeah.
Wednesday. Am I right?
Yeah.
The whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take the tablets, But while you're taking the tablet or the insulin, you say, by the stripes on Jesus Christ, mighty back. I thank you, Lord, that this sickness is taken care of on the cross. I thank you, the whipping you took on your back, by the stripes on your back, I am healed. While you're taking the tablet, I am healed. I walk in divine health, I'm healed. You keep taking it until it clicks. And all of a sudden, the Logos word becomes a rhema revelation. Boom, you say, oh my God, I'm healed.
Yes.
That's when you can put it down.
That's right.
That's when you can put it down. Amen. When you know that you know that you know.
That's right.
And every one of us can get to that place of knowing that we know.
Sure. Amen. Amen.
Now, I didn't mean to tread on any toes if you're on medication. But I'm trying to show us a better way. There is a better way.
Yes.
But make sure you're in the right way and it's Yahweh and you know that you know.
That's right.
So I don't want no one coming back to me and saying the insurance company are coming to sue you because I stopped taking the medication. Right?
No way.
I'm not paying for any funeral expenses.
No way.
I will lay hands on you on that grave, in that coffin, and say, get up and go pay your bills.
That's a good word.
Some people are looking for the rapture as a way of escape.
Uh-oh.
That's crazy.
Uh-oh.
Some people are waiting for the rapture because they want to escape.
Uh-oh.
That's a horrible way to be living.
That's right.
We shouldn't be like that.
No.
We should be the life of every party.
Amen.
I'm talking about every gathering. The life is here.
Amen.
The life has just walked in.
That's
you
right.
Walk into a room full of heathen, the light just stepped in.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
And you look around, who can I cast a demon out of?
Yes, amen.
Amen.
The spirit in me is going to take care of that. I don't even have to speak sometimes.
Amen.
That's
amen.
It.
Amen.
Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
In the
light just walked into this place.
That's amen. Right.
I carry him. I house the Most High God.
That's right.
Who do you think you are, devil, trying to put sickness on this righteous temple?
Amen.
That's right.
This is a temple of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And he says, what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?
That's right.
I'm not going to have sickness and healing in this body.
Amen.
What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? Amen. What communion has light with darkness? Amen. What concord or harmony has Christ with Belial? Amen. What part has he that believes with an infidel? Know you not that you're the temple of the living God? As God has said, I will walk in them, and I will be in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people.
My people. Amen.
That's 2 Corinthians. You all know those scriptures.
Yes.
How come we can share sickness with the temple of God?
No.
Ooh. I'm sorry. I better close this one quick.
No.
He says, what fellowship has righteousness with darkness? Well, God is healing and the devil is sickness.
That's right.
You're not allowed together. You can't be in this righteous temple.
Amen.
Come on, you better find some ammunition here. You better get something so you can fight him.
Amen.
What communion has light with darkness? God is light, the devil brings darkness.
That's right.
What harmony has Christ with Belial? Nothing.
Amen.
You can't share this temple.
Yes, amen.
This is a temple of the living God. He said, I will be his people.
Yes, amen.
Ooh,
listen, this stuff is deeper than you're imagining.
That's
you need
right.
to get a hold of this stuff,
amen.
And you need to take care of it.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
The spirit in you is the spirit of life,
right,
not the spirit of death. So he says, he even says this in Proverbs 11:30. He says that the fruit of a righteous person
amen.
Is a tree of life.
Amen.
Tree of life. We bring life to where we go.
Amen.
That's right.
We bring life to the area. We bring life to sick people. We bring life to lost people. We bring life to bad banks, balances, and no money. We bring the life.
Amen.
It's the anointing.
It's the anointing of God in us. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, I'm going to continue next week, with the Holy Ghost and with power.
And power.
Amen.
Amen.
And so 2 Corinthians, you all know what I just spoke about. 2 Corinthians 6:14-16, that's sharing the temple of God. That's 2 Corinthians 6:14-16, which talks about what fellowship is righteousness with unrighteousness. But I can tell you this one thing I know.
Come on.
This one thing I know. God is for me.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when I've been bad, God was for me.
Amen.
When I've been good, God was for me.
Amen.
When I've been indifferent, God was for me, and he's always for me.
Yes.
God is always for me. He said, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. He didn't say, he said, goodness and mercy. His mercies are renewed every morning.
Amen.
You've got to start to see this beautiful, precious, powerful God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm going to close in prayer, and then we're going to pray for some people.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located